I'm Dan Klufstad. The Illinois Libertarian Party is fielding more candidates in legislative races this year. Bill Wheelhouse reports.
A judge eased signature requirements for third parties this year due to the COVID-19 outbreak. That made it much easier for the Libertarian candidates to meet the threshold to get on the ballot. Steve Cease, head of the Illinois Libertarian, says that should be a message to the two major parties.
That given a level playing field with Democrats and Republicans, Libertarians will run for office. And in November, we'll prove that Libertarians can be competitive in these statewide elections and can win if given those same opportunities that the two old parties possess.
More than 10 Libertarians are running either for a legislative or congressional seat in Illinois, along with the offices of President and U.S. Senate. Cease would like to see laws changed to make it easier for third-party candidates to get on the ballot every election. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
A celebrity overshadowed many of those filing for office as rapper Kanye West filed to run for president on the Illinois ballot. He filed as an independent. State Board of Elections records did not indicate a filing for his vice presidential candidate. In other news, a prominent teachers' union wants to keep students out of classrooms due to the threat of the coronavirus. The Illinois Federation of Teachers consulted its members and determined remote learning is the best option, at least at the start of the school year. Beth Anderson is a special education teacher in the Kankakee School District. She says schools can follow guidelines, but there's no guarantee students won't contract the virus.
And that goes against the grain of who we are as educators. We're supposed to protect our students and keep them safe, and we know in this situation we can't do that. We can only just mitigate the risk.
There's also a concern about teachers and staff getting sick. The IFT says a few districts can do social distancing that follows health guidelines, but most won't be able to make that happen. The union also recommends districts find ways to offer childcare for parents who need to work. Members of the Illinois House Progressive Caucus want House Speaker Michael Madigan to resign if allegations of a bribery scheme involving ComEd are true. The 12 caucus members say the allegations disclosed by federal prosecutors in Chicago are an unacceptable breach of public trust. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Statewide, COVID-19 cases grew by nearly another 1,200 yesterday. Locally, cases are growing and in some areas at a rapid rate. Several counties are reporting high community spread levels. In the WSIU region, at least 125 new cases were logged on yesterday. Many cases are among young people in their teens and 20s. Health departments are urging people to remain vigilant, stay home when possible, wear masks, and wash hands. A new statewide effort aims to provide vulnerable young people in Illinois with summer jobs. Christine Herman reports.
The COVID-19 Summer Youth Employment Program will fund summer jobs for 2,400 young adults, with a focus on low-income youth living in high-poverty communities. Democratic State Representative Carol Ammons said she believes it's the responsibility of the government to create jobs and career-making opportunities.
I believe to build wealth. African Americans understand this process very well, that if you deny people the opportunity for access, you've actually set the course for their future.
State officials say young people make up about a quarter of the overall workforce employed in industries at highest risk of closure due to the pandemic. I'm Christine Herman.
Southeast Missouri State University is out with its return to campus plan for the upcoming fall semester. It's called Protect the Nest and includes information on the fall 2020 academic calendar, residence hall move-in, coursework changes, and lots more, including the university's face covering requirement. Move-in will be held drive-through format August 15th through 21st, with in-person classes starting on the 24th. Good morning.